Sunday with Miriam on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Travel Department. Explore the wonder of the world's most iconic sites with Travel Department, the world discovered together.
Now, Fiona Canning is an actor, an advocate and a young woman with Down syndrome. We last spoke on this show when Fiona organised a second chance dance for people who didn't make it to their debs the first time around. Now, she's taking on a starring role in a new short film called Grace as part of the RT Storyland series. And Fiona is here with me this morning, along with writer and director Anna Rogers. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Lovely to see you both. Listen, Fiona, I've just watched it. It's a brilliant film. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell me first about Grace? Who is she and what's her story really, Fiona?
Mainly with Grace, the whole story of her is just, she has a fighting spirit, I can tell for sure. But it's just her independence and her constantly had to fight for it. And it puts into this film that shows that she does not take a no for an answer. But it does say for her that she is a gentle sweetie, but she isn't always a gentle one all the time. She finds a little insulting. So with Grace, she's somebody who doesn't get a lot of grace out of what she's doing, but it doesn't stop her of trying.
And in this film, which is a short film, it's a love story between your character, Grace, and you have a boyfriend in the film called Tommy, isn't that right? So yes. It's a love story, really.
It is a love story. Something happens in her life that she wants to keep for herself. And it's just like fighting for love that she fully believes in. So it's kind of like a sweet story.
It's a beautiful story. And beside you, of course, is Anna
Rogers,
who made it. Anna, why and how did you cast Fiona? Because she is the star of the show. She's amazing in it.
She is an incredible actor. And really, as I said to her mother, Lorraine, and to my producer, Nuala, that she was really a dream come true. I have said that to you. Because when I wrote the film, I didn't know would I find somebody who would perform it in the way that Fiona did. Fiona brought so much emotion and so much depth to the role, you know. So really on the first day of set, I kind of recognised something very special was happening. And the same with Luca, who plays Tommy. The two of them together were just extraordinary. I worked with Maureen Hughes, who's a casting agent, and we met lots of people who were brilliant, and some of them ended up in other roles within the film. But Fiona really stood out in the auditions, I think, because we did some like ad lib, you know, improv, and Fiona just took the scene somewhere else and brought a lot of, I think you brought a lot of yourself to the role as well, you know, that kind of feistiness, that like, you know, attitude, which I really wanted Grace to have, because the film is very much about making decisions and making decisions for yourself. And the fact that people around Grace aren't really ready for that.
And the interesting thing about this film, because a lot of our listeners won't see this until tomorrow night when it goes out on RT to Fiona, but it's basically a story centred around the love affair and relationship between you, a woman with Down syndrome, in the film and in real life, and Tommy, who also has an intellectual disability. It's an important film to make, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I really wanted to make it for that reason, I suppose, to highlight the Assisted Decision-Making Capacity Act, which really, I suppose, is a newish piece of a legislation that came in a good few years ago, but we're still kind of getting used to it, I suppose. And I really wanted people to think about the fact that people, you know, need to be supported to make their own decisions. And the main guiding principle of this piece of legislation is that you should always assume that people have capacity to make decisions for themselves. And, you know, the area of, you know, having a love life, having a private life, everybody needs, I suppose, to express themselves and to, you know, have a private life, to have a social life. Yeah. And people with disabilities are no different to the rest of us in that regard. And sometimes, you know, in the interest of protecting people and, you know, I suppose making sure that people are staying safe, we sometimes can become overly protective and that denies people people then the right to get out there and to meet somebody, to be supported and facilitated, to go on dates, to experience all of the joys and pleasures of love, but also maybe to make mistakes. And that's the thing I think that is really nice within this legislation as well, is that sometimes we make unwise decisions, all of us. Mm. We're all the same, especially when it comes to our love lives, right? I'm sure my mother would be listening and agreeing that we don't always make wise decisions when it comes to love and relationships. But that doesn't mean you don't have the capacity to make a decision. And I think that's really, really important. And of course, services are doing amazing work out there, and parents are supporting their young adults out there, and they want their young people to be safe. But I think it's also important to recognise that loneliness is such a huge problem in society. And, you know, I think people have the right to have that, you know, self-expression, to get out there and to meet people and to have a love life as well.
Now, Fina, what was the audition process like? Did you really want the job?
I actually didn't know what's going to happen. I just came in like, okay, I'll go in. I did a scene and I actually enjoyed it. I didn't think I would, because I thought, but like, Fina, put yourself together, because you don't know, you're going to be hopeful or you're going to be getting it or not. So I just went in, did a scene. We had a complete laugh. We did a couple of scenes and one word got me in the role. And I will say the word, if that's okay.
Go on.
The word I used when the scene where she has been in the shop with Tommy, and she looked at him and said, dude. I literally went, dude. Because that's a discrimination moment between her and Tommy and the cashier. And I literally looked at him and said, dude.
We knew she had a bit of attitude when she did that.
Yeah, it's just like, shows that she's not the only one who's headstrong or...
Yeah.
Independence-wise. Tommy, not so much, but... Again, like, she's like, why am I the only one saying something?
Absolutely. And listen, when you read the script, Fina, written by Anna beside you, what did you think was good in it? I suppose, like, issues like consent and decision making. Do you think they were important things for you to be involved in acting?
Most definitely. But first of all, I actually fell in love with the whole script. I read the whole thing from them back, and I literally fell in love with Grace. I would be her best friend if she was here. So I was like, of course, with an amazing writer beside me. And so, like, the second I heard about it, I was like, well, even my mom read it too, and she's starting to like the character as well. So I was like, I'm going to go for this role, because, like, this is the story I would like to actually portray really well. Mm-hmm. And it's her, mainly her story.
Because you're so powerful in it. I've seen it. But I think it's also because, Fina, it's you actually playing a role that really impacts on you, because it's almost got real life resonances for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, and with me, you know, I am a big talker of advocacy and, of course, speaking up. And so, like, I can felt that in Grace, that she is not, like, afraid. Mm. Like, she just took a class in the film, that when she takes on this advocacy class, and she has a bit of a moment between her and this other character. So, long story short, it's mainly her learning to stronger her voice and herself. So it's like, that's kind of one of my favourite moments in the film.
Yeah, and you play it so brilliantly. And Anna, it's important to say, as I said earlier, that Tommy, Grace's boyfriend, he has an intellectual disability. He's great too. Now, she's the star of the show, but Tommy is really great
brilliant.
Too. Where did you find him?
Well, actually, I mean...
He's very handsome.
He's very handsome. Luca finds the story very funny, but I found him on Facebook, actually.
As you do.
I was looking, you know, in different organisations around the country, and we had, again, lots of wonderful people come and meet us and audition. But I came across Luca when I looked up this theatre group that's now gone, sadly, because it's wonderful that Niamh Dillon was involved in, and Niamh Dillon brought her current class to come and play a class. We had a real life class come and play a class with Grace. But Tommy was part of Blue Diamond Theatre Company, and I saw pictures of him and I thought, oh, who is this guy? Of course, because he's very handsome. So I got in touch with Niamh to say, you know, who is this young man, and can you put me in touch with him? And then we had to chase him a little bit.
He played hard to get.
So we asked him to come for an audition, and he did come for an audition. But then he wasn't really, I suppose, seeming like he was that interested in doing it. But I think he was just holding back a bit. So we called him back to do a call back with Fina, where we got to see them play opposite each other. And for me as a director, I really wanted both of them. So we made the offer, and then he didn't come back for a few days. So I really was on tenterhooks over the weekend. And then both of you came back and said yes. And I really felt so blessed to have the two of you, because like, it was an extraordinary experience as a director, you know, heading in to make something like this. It's my first drama. I've done documentaries for years, but it was the first time doing a drama, and it was Fina's first film and Luca's first film. So we were kind of in it together, and there was something great in that, but we didn't have a huge amount of rehearsal time, which in a funny way, I think actually played in our favour. You know, we brought a lot of kind of reality to it, I think, in the way that we filmed it as well. Eleanor Bowman did like a lot of handheld camera and Tommy in the film, he doesn't, it's not that he, I suppose, is behind the door, but he just doesn't speak up. He's not as ready to speak up for himself as Grace is in the film. And he is nervous, I suppose, as well, to rock the boat or to get in trouble. So like they do a couple of times in the film, use phrases like "we're not allowed" or "I'm not allowed to do this or that." And I suppose he doesn't want to cause any hassle. And, you know, he's not as strong about making his own choices.
Unlike Fina beside you, because you are, in a beautiful way, you are quite strident. You know what you want, Fina, and that comes across in the film. Your relationship with Tommy is beautiful in it, but also Carrie Crowley, the great actor, plays your mom, and you two work really well together. Now, is your character anything like your own mum, Lorraine? Now, she's here outside the glass listening, so you need to be careful.
I love my mum. Completely.
Yeah.
Working along with Karen Crowley was incredible. Because, like, it's mainly the relationship that I actually somehow, with my mother and me, it's pretty awesome with Karen Crowley. Because I never thought of, like, she's in this too. Yeah. So, like, I was completely, like, taken off guard. Like, a star is in the room. And so, it's, like, it's kind of like an honour to be in the room with her.
And I think what comes across really clearly as well, Fina, that in Grace's case, a lot of decisions are made when she's outside the door. But you're really firm in your own life, and not just in this movie, Fina, on your right to always be in the room, aren't you? When decisions are being made about your life.
Yeah, like with any decision, I know for sure I'm in the room. Like, you don't have to make sure they know. So, like, when I'm in the room, I know what's happening in the room with Grace. She's outside of the room. She has to kind of like earwig or eardrop just to get something out of it. With me, I don't. I'd be in the room like no problem at all. So you can see the big difference.
And Annie, you did have an intimacy coordinator on set.
Yes.
Was that important to you, and was that helpful to you, Fina?
Definitely. It's good to be seeing that you're what you're comfortable with. And of course, trust. It's the main key in any intimacy. It's just main trust between the two main characters, with Tommy and Grace. It's really beautiful to have that little gentle feeling like you're safe and you'll be happy.
Yeah. And Anna, is it the case that some able-bodied people, right, people who don't have any intellectual disability, they just sometimes still don't consider that people with a disability might have a love life, might have a sex life, or might have the same fertility and contraception concerns as any other young adult?
I think that's definitely the case, you know, and even talking about the film with people, I have encountered people being surprised, you know, being surprised that, you know, reproductive rights or access to contraception is an issue, or it's something that needs to be discussed. Even just acknowledging that people with disabilities, physical as well as intellectual disabilities, are sexual beings. Like, we made a documentary years ago called Somebody to Love, myself and Zlata Filipovic. And, you know, throughout that time of making that, we encountered those kind of attitudes a lot. It's still taboo, you know, and it really is just an attitude shift as well to just recognise. I know, like when we were chatting, you said to me, Fina, you guys aren't the only ones to have a heart. We have a heart too. Mm-hmm. And it's so true.
Why is it still such a taboo?
Look, I think we're not great at talking about sex anyway in Ireland, if you compare us to on the continent and our whole kind of attitudes to even getting changed in public. So we're just not as comfortable talking about sexuality. And I just think when you don't see things being represented on our screens very often, like this topic isn't dealt with very often, it's exceedingly rare. So I think like that's why films are really important. And a drama film is great because you can address things that are very difficult to deal with in documentary. We couldn't go there, you know, in a documentary in the same way. And maybe people would feel kind of nervous. There's still a lot of shame and stigma, I think, around these things. And that's why, like, I want to do this. I wanted to break down those barriers. And Fina, you worked so well with me on that. The two of us had like great chats, because one of the things that was really important to me was that Luca and Fina both read the script inside out. And, you know, we encouraged your family to come into the room with your consent as well, right? So like you were happy for Lorraine to come in, and Luca brought in his parents, and we had such a great chat that day. We went through the script scene by scene and talked about all the issues in it.
And I know, Fina, you think that's really important too, don't you, that parents, you know, they might be trying to protect you or their adult child, but some risk you think is okay and some mistakes are okay.
I say these things are learned by experiences. And of course, we all know our parents were once teenagers too. So, like, you gotta have to hand it to them, because, like, they went through a lot of things when they were having you. So, like, thinking young adults could do the same thing as their own children, you're like, you're doing what now? So, like, it's kind of like a fear for them. And you can actually understand them.
Now, you're so good in this film, Fina. Have you caught the acting bug now? Was your first acting role? Would you be chasing more big roles in the future?
We'll see. I'm not chasing after anything at the moment. I'm just like enjoying every moment. I'm just living in the moment.
Well, thank you so much, Fina Canning and Anna Rogers. You're absolutely brilliant in this film, Fina. Congratulations, and it's a superb film. Anna, Grace is what it's called. It will premiere on RT2 TV at 9:30 tomorrow night, Monday, and it will also be in the RT player. Happy Christmas to you both, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you.